People forget Joe Biden is still in charge. Biden's clearly got dementia, and he's escalating tensions with Russia. I'm just worried he's planning on starting World War I.
It would appear Jay-Z now has 100 problems.
Tell us a P. Diddy joke.
A P. Diddy joke? Well, sir, I don't think he's a laughing. Those P. Diddy parties made me sick. Seriously, the catering was awful. Okay. I'm pretty sure those weren't words, were they? Go on, what was it? Do I want to be your sugar daddy? I think I do. I think I do. Well, I don't quite know what they involve. What does the sugar daddy involve? Money? Yes, if only there were another term. A lady, so I'm the sugar daddy in this, and you are the, let's call it what it is, whore. That was my parents are from Limerick, and that was one of my mother's favourite. If you ever paid my mother any kind of compliment, if you ever go, oh, you look nice, she'd always go, I look like a whore at a christening. A fucking great expression. And where what's your name, madam? You don't, it's not important that I know your name. The guy you're with looks nervous. What? Mate, it sounds like the meter's running. You might want to nip to the disabled toilets and fuck her. I mean, I'm very funny, but it's like, if this is an hourly rate, you want to get your stuff done. Who's the guy behind you? Look at the size of that. Jesus Christ. What's your name, mate? What's your name? Colm. Fucking appropriate. His name's Colm. He looks like he could hold up the fucking Parthenon. Fucking no bother to you. What do you do, Colm? You work for the council? As a column? What do you do for said council? An office job. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, with a physique like that, you want to be indoors. Who are you here with, Colm? Your wife? Poor fucking woman. Any other heckles, please, feel free. Yeah. What, sorry?
It's my friend's birthday.
It's your friend's birthday?
Yeah.
Okay. No one cares. Yes. It's your sister-in-law's birthday. You don't even care. Your sister-in-law. Wow, that's like being on a game show. You know on the game show when they show you what you could have won? That's a sister-in-law, isn't it? Ah, I should have waited. I should have picked a different box. Any others? Any other?
How come you never age?
What, sorry?
How come you never age?
How come I never age? I'll be your sugar daddy. That's a very sweet way of saying you've had a fucking load of work done. Yes, I have. Bits of me have aged. Bits of me, fucking brand new. I've had a lot of work done. Even my iPhone now goes, come on, mate, put the code in. My face is like Trigger's broom. And it's, you know, it's vanity, pure and simple. You know, getting work done. It's vanity. But everyone is hung up about something, right? A good example, my girlfriend is incredibly self-conscious about her big, fat, ugly nose. No offence, I didn't know you'd be here. I'm sorry, I was looking at that girl, whether you've gone paranoid. Well, you seem more paranoid. What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, what do you do, Sarah?
I work in marketing.
You work in, what are you selling?
Anything,
what are you buying? Some sort of sugar baby, apparently. I'm not sure about the transaction. Or perhaps a column off the council. Any other questions? Yes.
What are you doing after this?
What am I doing after this? We've been through this. What am I doing after? Who asked? Go on, who's... Where are you? Nope. It's the law. It's a compulsion. I'd rather get a laugh. What, sorry? What do I like about Limerick? I think that's quite presumptuous of you. To suggest there'd be something that I love about Limerick. I like coming here because I like visiting the relatives and stuff, but it'd be lovely when it's finished. But is that it? That's it. No, I drove through the centre of town today, and I presume I'm doing a gig for the survivors, am I? I believe the people of Kiev have started a GoFundMe for Limerick. Couldn't even find the abracababra. Nice. Any other?
Have you got any advice for my recently single friend?
Have I got any advice for your recently... Where's your recently single friend? You there? What's your name, my dear?
Isabel.
Tell me about the breakup. What happened? I do, that's why I'm asking. Isabel, what happened? Did he leave you or did you leave him?
He was a 6 out of 10.
He was a 6 out of 10? Well, so's Isabel. Why are you shocked? I said, you can't even fucking see her. I bet she's got a lovely personality, but... Did you leave him, Isabel, or did he leave you? What happened? A bit of both. He left you, did he? He's out there tonight, fucking a 7. Can't believe his luck. Well, now, what do you do, Kate? Depends on the guy, does it? Come on, what do you do for a living?
HR.
And what HR department are we working in?
General.
Have you been in a conversation before, Kate? What's going on? What's the company?
Orca.
Okay. The fuck is Orca? I don't think it's a whale with a HR department. That is... Is this the other half? Let's see if he's any chat here. What's your name, champ?
Barry.
Barry, of course it fucking is. Look at you. And what do you do, Barry?
Working recruitment.
Recruitment? And she's in HR. You're both dealing with people's jobs, but not actually doing anything yourselves. You've achieved nothing in your careers. Huh? Who are you recruiting? What sort of thing are you looking for?
Construction workers.
Construction workers? Well, I've got a bloke that could hold up a fucking building. He's massive. He's wasted in that office.
still live in Hounslow?
Do I still live in Hounslow? No, I think I was born in Isleworth near Hounslow, but no. I've not really been back. Are you from round there?
Hayes.
Hayes? That's a fucking shithole. And you live over here now?
I do, yeah.
You do? Fucking tremendous. How come? Did you fall in love with a girl?
My wife, yeah.
Hello. You bought back a fucking Protestant, did you? You're a disgrace. Why have we not shaved a head? What the fuck is going on? Have you not seen Ryan's daughter? This is terrible. It's nice to have you here, man. Any other questions?
Why are you paedophobic?
What, sorry?
Why are you paedophobic?
Why are you paedophobic? Are you complaining that I don't like paedophiles? That is a brave fucking stance. Why are you always having to fucking go with pedos? That might be Ireland's most confident nonce. Was he?
How did you know he wants to be a comedian?
How did I know? Are you saying how do thoughts work? I had a proper job for a while and I'm full of admiration, but it's not for me. It's fucking hard working for a living. I used to work for Shell Oil in marketing. I had some fucking nonsense. You got cars? Most people got cars, right? You know that little thing that tells you when you're out of petrol? That did a lot of my work for me. Fucking stop and refuel, yeah. What's the fucking alternative? Sit on the hard shoulder going, there's something missing. What about you? What do you do, sir?
Metrology technician.
Oh, what, sorry?
You're not going to make a joke out of it. It's not funny about it.
There's nothing funny about it. Well, let me be the judge. We've all got our areas of expertise. Go on, what do you do?
I'm a metrology technician.
Metrology? Metrology? Are they a band? What's metrology?
Calibration.
Are you just going to give me single words like... Calibration. What do you calibrate?
Instruments.
What, sorry?
Instruments.
It's like a fucking game of Hangman, isn't it? So, metrology, calibration, instruments. Are you tuning someone's fucking guitar? And you're just trying to make it sound fancy?
I'm a fucking roadie.
What instruments do you calibrate?
Flow meters, temperature meters.
Flow meters? Is it a tampon? But you're trying to make it sound fancy. I calibrate flow meters. Ironically, stuck up cunt. Sort of a logic there. I'm no clearer to knowing what you do. I don't really know what a flow meter is. What's a flow meter?
You, me, both.
Well, you need to get a different job. It's fine not me not understanding. I do dick jokes. Any other?
When are you going to tour with Bert Kreischer?
When am I going to tour with Bert Kreischer? I don't know, but I like Bert a lot. I'm going on tour with Jim Jefferies in September, October. That'll be fun. But, you know, I mainly do it on my own. I've noticed if I do it on my own, I get to keep all the money. Don't tell the fucking taxman. Don't you dare. It's fun. Yeah, I did the Two Bears thing recently. That was fun, wasn't it? Do you know Bert Kreischer? You all know?
Yeah.
I mean, fucking funny. I'm a funny boy. Oh, my favourite at the moment. Have you watched this new thing, Tires, on Netflix?
Yeah.
Shane McGillis? Shane Gillis. Fucking funny. Did you watch that? I don't know much about flow meters. I know a little something about comedy. Any other... What, sorry? Do the laugh.
Thank you.
You'd never make it in my business, love. How lazy is that? If I just came out here and went, all right, Limerick, do the laugh. It fucking works, who knew? You're a genius. I've spent all this time fucking writing jokes. I could have just fucking told them. Do the laugh. Do it. Fucking laugh at me. Laugh. Louder. Fucking laugh. Laugh. This is fucking brilliant. It's going to save me so much time. That's a weird man. What's your name, madam? Anya. What do you do, Anya? Go on, what do you do? You what, sorry? You make stuff in your... Hang on, I didn't get any of that. Just a little bit louder, go on, you. I'm on leave from college. You're on leave from college. Okay. Let's keep the volume down. She may get triggered. How come you're on leave from college, Anya? You don't know? I think you might have been expelled, love. I don't know why they won't let me go anymore. What? Go on. You didn't like it that much. I don't think you're on leave from college. I think you've left it, haven't you? What a way to find out you're unemployed. I'm on leave from college. It's been a couple of years now. You're on the fucking dole, love. And you look young. Are you young? 24. What are you going to... You're going to travel? This is now an intervention. You're not going to travel. What, sorry? Maybe travel. I'm not knocking Limerick because they're here. But if they weren't here, I would say maybe get out and see the world. Okay. Who are you here with? Your mum? Devil's Three-Way? What? Mum's up for it. I'm not sure about Anya. It was... What? It's whose birthday? Well, I'll fuck her first, then. Having my first baby at 45, help, Paul. Where are you, Paul? Where's Paul? Hi, Paul. Up there. Paul?
Here, over here.
I don't fucking know where you are, Paul. I'll be honest with you, it's fine. You'll be able to hear me. You've nailed it, mate. You're like Indiana Jones getting the fucking hat back. You'll be fine. How old's the girl?
40.
Okay. 40? It's gonna fucking walk out, mate. You'll be fine. Are you gonna be there for the birth, Paul?
I hope so,
yeah. Yeah, you gotta be there, but not there. You've got no business down the business end when that's going on. It's not dignified for her. It's not great for you either. Like watching your favourite pub burn down. You'll be looking on, thinking of all the good times you had in there. Sure, you know they're going to rebuild it, but it's never going to be the same. Oh, no, they've knocked through into the back room, no. All right, what else we got? Feel free to kick out... What? Feel free to kick out my carer. She got in here free because apparently I need help. John, where's... Where are you, John? Hi, John. And who? Where's the carer? Is she your wife, John, if we're being honest? She's a carer? John, is she a carer?
Yeah.
Yeah. How come you need a carer? What, sorry?
Couldn't walk home.
You couldn't walk home? Are you drunk? What, sorry?
I'm in a wheelchair.
You're in a wheelchair? Would you live downhill from here? Well, I mean... It's very nice to have you in, John. And what about the carer? Hello, the carer. You all right? Fucking get out, you've not paid. He'll be fine, we'll look after him. Always had the wheelchair, is this a new thing, John? What's going on?
Last 4 years.
The last 4 years, and what's going on, if you don't mind me asking?
I had an accident.
You had an accident? Oh. A column didn't fall on you, did it? Well, I hope you are you getting used to it? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Fucking excellent. Round of applause for this guy. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for making an effort. Good. Fucking... All right. Hi. I'm wearing little matching tops. It's adorable. What's your name, mate?
Connor.
What's your name?
Connor.
Connor. What do you do, Connor?
Electrician.
Electrician? Well, no wonder you're late. I'm amazed you even turned up on the right day. I should explain, Connor. When I say seven, I mean seven. It's not an estimate. And who are you with, Connor? Who's your mate?
Corey.
What's Corey? Okay. Connor, did you sit next to each other on the first day of primary school and they just went, fucking stick at it. All right. What do you do, Corey?
Decorator.
Good. No further questions. Fucking decorator. There was no illusion. If you'd said painter, I'm not sure if... Would anyone have thought, oh, probably graphic arts. Painter. No, love, you don't want wallpaper, I'll paint it. The patterns are tricky, I don't like them. It's good to have you here. You haven't missed much. You're going to be fine. Any questions, just raise a hand. What, sorry? Are you married?
No.
Fuck no. Is it because of... Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not having a go at her, but, you know, you're what dimmer switches were invented for. Well, you can't see her. Some offence.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
What's your most offensive joke?
What's my most offensive joke? Let's leave that for the end. Did you imagine we live in a world where I wrote a really offensive, funny joke and I went, oh, I'll leave that out of the show unless someone asks. I'll get there. Don't you worry about a fucking thing, sweetheart. I've got this. You'll be fine. Any heckles?
What's the meaning of life?
It's enjoying the passage of time. That, I mean, it's like that life is imbued with meaning, but it has to be from you. It's not from an outside source.
Thank you.
No problem. I always really like that thing of like, what do you think about all the time? What's your thing, sir? What do you think, like, is it football, is it comedy, is it music, is it, what's the thing that you think about all the time? When you get up in the morning, you check your phone, what are you into?
Trying not to die.
Trying not to die? Well, I always like, the Muslims have got that right? You know what the Muslims call death? It's the inevitable. Like in there, there's a book and they call it, the inevitable, of course you're going to fucking die. Try and enjoy the bit before then. Look, I don't want to give you a philosophical chat here, but how old are you? 23. Okay. Well, I'm 51, right? and I had some glorious years before you were fucking anything. And we didn't miss you. We did. Honestly, I know it's difficult to comprehend, but the world was fucking fine without you. And it'll be people have always looked out one end of the telescope, don't they? They always go, fucking hell, after I die, what's going to happen? Where were you before? We don't worry about it. He'll be all right, won't he? Any other heckles? Oh, how many what, sorry? How many times per month do I have sex? Sorry, I don't know. Well, my girlfriend and I, what we've got, because we've been together like 24 years, and we've got like a little, does anyone else do this? So we don't have to explicitly say anything. We've got little signs and signals that show whether sex is on the cards or whether it's not happening. So if we don't fancy sex, what we do is we have two kids together.
Diane Abbott or Margaret Thatcher?
To quote Sean Long, that is a challenging wank. Christ. Satan's three-way. I think Thatcher. I think, yeah, because... This one's from the miners. Huh? Go on, what? How come I was a virgin until I was 25? Very religious man growing up. And your mum didn't start working until... he's just... No, it's a good question. It's kind of interesting. I was enmeshed. If you want to know the answer. I had a very close relationship with my mother where I was kind of a very close to her, and it was, you know, a slightly weird childhood. I don't know what you want from me. That's just, there's a psychological term for it where, you're a surrogate kind of. It's not quite an Oedipus complex. It's just when you're very emotionally kind of close to someone and then, you know, meh. Ugly was your yeah. I did notice things picked up when I was on the telly. Yeah. Funny that. What, sorry? You're here. Yeah, you're here. Hello. How are you? What's your name?
I'm David.
David, what do you do, David?
I do technology.
You do technology? Not sure. Okay, you do technology. What?
Home automation.
Home automation. Like, so you can get an automatic home. The fuck are you even talking about? Do you install cameras on doorbells? When am I going to be on Taskmaster? As soon as they get their money right. It's show business, not show friends. You can see my bald spot from up here, can you? I shaved earlier. I mean, I've had a hair transplant, so I'm not sure whether a bald spot joke is going to kick in. It is what it is. Bought these tickets for mum and dad. They're divorced now. Fun day out. This is awkward. Christmas present gone wrong. Please lighten the mood. Where's divorced mum and dad? Hi, where are you? Let's have a look. Where's... There was a woo, and then it went quiet. Hi. Yeah. Hi. who's the kid then? What?
Christmas present.
Oh, and then they got divorced.
Yeah.
What's your name? what's your name?
Phoebe.
Hi, Phoebe. Probably best you hear it from me. It's your fault. It's your fault. They were so in love, and then they had you. And they don't regret it, not like that. But oh, if they could turn back the clock.
I'm just going to leave that there. It's going to be a fun drive home. It's going to be a few stops as well because of Phoebe. We'll go, how old are you, Phoebe? How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20? Hi. And who do you live with?
My mum.
Okay. What, sorry? Dad got left behind. Or did he get to keep the house? What do you mean left behind? Oh. Well, at least look at, let's try and focus on the positive. You're going to have daddy issues and, you know. I listened to your audiobook, I Am Dyslexic Myself, and it inspired me to try stand-up myself. I've done a few gigs so far and really enjoyed it. Thanks for writing it. Where, who's this? Who's tried stand-up? All right. What's your name, man?
Ian.
Ian? Best of luck. Enjoy the gigs, man. It's wonderful. I'm thrilled. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. Thanks, man. It's good. And you know, what do you do at the moment? What's your day job? This guy's good. He said one thing, got a massive fucking laugh, he's out. Mic drop. Excellent. What else we got? Abby and Jordan here, getting married soon. Date night before Abby goes on her hen to see naked men. Where's Abby and Jordan? All right, Jordan. Abby, what are you going to for the hen night? What's the thing?
Going to Liverpool.
Oh. How ghastly. Hi, Jimmy. Sending our best from the upper circle as we celebrate the wake of our Nana. She was a big fan, and this seemed the most fitting way to send her off. Ah, that's a, what was your Nana called? Well, hi. You're not going to launch her off the balcony. There's no one down here is in danger, right? Go on, what was Nana called? Nana. You never got her name. Just Nana. She was a big fan. Well, I'm sure I would have liked her. Nothing the matter with a bit of Granny Fanny. What? Oh, nice, thanks. What else we got? The box office sold this blind man, me, and his guide dog a restricted view seat in the stalls tonight. Fucking genius. Everyone's a winner. I'm in row M, seat 42, Stephen from Harrow. Where's Stephen? Can we turn up the lights? Where's Stephen? Hi, Stephen. How are you, mate? I'm over here, Stephen. Sorry, I've turned up the lights very much for my benefit, not for you, Stephen. Stephen, you're how? I know this is. It seems like a weird question sometimes, but how blind are you? Because there's.
My eyesight's on the lift at FP, and there's not very
useful. Fucking hell, Ian, watch out! It's another funny fucker. So you've got a little, tiny bit of vision, but not yeah. And then, but you've got the guide dog. And what have you got? Is that what they told you? Oh, it's a fucking bully, mate. We've got a. It is. It's a fucking vicious looking thing. Now, you can't see it, Stephen, but it's terrifying. I had one of those XL bullies, but it was. And honestly, he was so obedient, he wouldn't have hurt a child until I gave the order. Can I ask the question that I often ask when I meet blind people? Who picks up guide dog shit? It's got to be hit and miss, is what I'm saying. Waiting for an answer, Stephen. I had my favourite incident I had with a. I live up in North London, right? And I was in St. John's Wood High Street, and there was a blind guy, and he had a guide dog, And as he rounded the corner, I wasn't paying. I was looking at my phone stupidly. I bumped into him. I sort of apologized. I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You must be blind." And he went, "Tell me something I don't know." I said, "There's a tree over there." Be a dick about it. I very much appreciate it. What's the guide dog called?
Ava.
What a fucking amazing thing. My uncle used to, not rescue, but you know when the guide dogs, sometimes when they fail the final test, then they can't do nothing with the guide dog, so he used to take them after that, and they're just fucking incredible. They're fucking incredible. Can I have that when you're finished with it? Who are you here with, Stephen? Cat. I feel we can all do our own jokes on that, can't we? We don't. You don't need me for that. And what's your relationship to Cat?
We know from the church.
Through the church? Which church?
Anglo-Catholic.
What? Well, pick a fucking team, Stephen. What, sorry?
Big feet. You got big feet.
Big feet. You got big feet.
I don't think my feet are that big. I don't know how... What, sorry?
Massive ears.
I've got massive ears. Okay, these observations are terrible. These are just, it doesn't work to say, oh, I'll tell you what worked at school. We used to shout at this kid, big ears. He probably had big ears, you fucking idiot. He can probably hear us now. What, sorry? They're already here. Any more? Go on. Where's Alan? People use that a lot. Is what I said when I saw your mum's. Bit of fun, isn't it? Sure, your mum's got a lovely cunt. I'm so sorry. Somehow that's made things worse, isn't it? No, I'm sure it's lovely. You could eat your dinner off it. What are we having? Well, it's going to taste like scampi. Go on, you had one over there, was it?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say, just fuck you.
You didn't have anything to say, just fuck you? Aww. It's lovely to have such a neurologically diverse crowd in. Yes.
How come you can say what you want and we can't?
How come I can say what I want and you can't?
Well, what you said I agree with, but we can't do it.
You agreed with? They're all jokes, man. There's no agenda here. It's freedom of speech. I'm a huge free speech absolutist, but it's not freedom of consequence. You just got to be willing to deal with the fucking consequences. Yeah. That was a very highfalutin way of saying, I couldn't give a fuck. You know, it's like, if I think it's funny, I treat everyone like they're grown-ups and they'll get it. But I think Ricky Gervais said it in his last special. People laugh at the wrong thing because they know what the right thing is. Did you fucking know, right? You're not dummies. But I'm that guy.
Hey, mum.
Bless him. I blame the drink. Not what you've had this evening, what your mother was drinking when she was pregnant with you. Any others?
Who's your favourite comedian?
I like me. Well, it's very much my sense of humour. What, sorry?
Are you best friends with David
Wally? Yeah, we're pretty good mates, yeah.
Alan
and what, sorry?
Alan
I don't know as well, but yeah, I know him pretty well. I know everyone. I would say, for me, my favourite, the best comic working, I think, is Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, Louis C.K., those kind of guys, they're about as good as it gets, I think. But, you know. What's he?
Chris.
What are you wittering on about? Who the fuck are you and how did you get involved in this? He asked me who my favourite comic was. I'm trying to answer, and you're... That's all right, I quite like. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Yeah. And what chip shop do you work in, Tiffany? Well, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can tell the price. Fucking says the price on it. Tiffany! Smell the fucking vinegar from here. Go on, what do you do, Tiffany? You're in sales?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want a pickled egg with that? Yeah. Sales. Nope. Any heckles, please. How about it?
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
Going back. You were saying something about...
I was saying something. What? I feel like we're in a pub now. Going back. Hang on. Go on.
You were talking about a big dick.
I was talking about a big dick. Yes.
My wife often calls me a big dick, and I take it as a compliment.
Okay. Someone's alarm's gone off. I presume that means you've got to take the meds. Got any other? What, sorry? No. But Eastbourne's not for me, is it? It wasn't designed for me. I'm not weeks away from death. If you're about to die, this is the fucking spot, isn't it? Very much God's waiting room vibe. People shuffling about. And I suppose, you know, it must be nice to live in Eastbourne just before the end because, you know, living in Eastbourne to death, not such a big leap. What happens after you die? Nothing. What happens in Eastbourne? What, sorry?
You said it.
Yes, just now, yeah. You really need a wee? Have a wee. You're not on the remand centre now. You don't. So what colour is that man? Are you about to have a heart attack? You've got what I would describe as a very ruddy complexion. I'm not a doctor, but I think you're in trouble. You look about a cooked breakfast away from a heart attack. I'm genuinely concerned for you. What's happened there? It's all gone. What? There's no... It's an overcast day. How have you... Honestly, it's like beetroot red. Are you... You're a ginger fella, right? Is it these lights giving you sunburn? Got one of those expressions, you look like you get sunburnt checking your phone. Factor 50 for you just to check the fridge. Yes? Yeah?
How'd you get a lesbian to fuck a gay man?
No, how do you get a gay to fuck a woman is the joke you're trying to do. Wow. You've done to that joke what I did to your mum's arsehole. You've absolutely fucking ruined it. What's the point of you? Yeah. As a kid, what was my party trick? I used to be fucking hilarious. That was pretty good. What changed? Diction let you down there. That was very good.
Let Hain.
What changed? What's my favourite dad joke? They're all dad jokes. I'm a fucking dad. Sorry, madam, I'm being rude. But what's your name?
Luke.
Luke, and what's your name, madam?
Charlie.
And what do you do, Charlie?
I'm a mum.
I'm a mum. Of course you fucking are. How many kids?
Five.
Five? By seven different dads. The last one fucking walked out. Five, and social services let you keep them all. Remarkable, Charlie. Named after her hobby. Good on you. Fuck it. Five. One of each. It's a modern world. Fucking hell, so that's damn fucking hell, that is a full-time mum. Well done, you. What about you, mate? What do you do?
Carpenter.
Carpenter? Like the little baby Jesus. Good on you. What else have I got? What, jokes-wise? That's about another 40 minutes. Don't get chippy. Fun. You know, short back and sides is just an expression. You're not in the Peaky Blinders. Stop it. Any other heckles? Can I speak any other languages? Nope. I think I could live in Italy. You don't need much more than that. It's gesture-led. But no, I've got nothing. What, can you speak lots of languages? Not really, no. I'm horribly fucking dyslexic. I could barely read or write till I was about 11. So, yeah, learning another language seemed like a bit of a fucking stretch. Just try and fucking nail this one.
What changed?
He's probably shit at French as well, but he needs that. Specialise. Any other?
Without a facelift.
No, but I looked with a mate recently. We looked online. We looked at who did Brad Pitt's and went, fucking let's go there. I'm doing it for you. I don't have to fucking look at this. Twice a day I have to look at this when I'm brushing my teeth. That's it. You've got to stare for... What? She roasted me the other day, off the girl from The Apprentice. Well, I didn't hear about it because she doesn't matter. Why would I give a fuck about that? I don't want to be a dick about it, but you've got a weird laugh. What, sorry?
It's not a heckle.
Is he 40? Oh. Hi. I think he'd love a shout out. He'd love a shout out, Aaron. Of course you'd love a shout out. Do you know what he'd prefer, though? Anal. What's your name, mate? Aaron? Aaron. Oh, I feel bad for Aaron. Happy birthday, Aaron. Poor thing, his parents couldn't give a fuck about him. Look how far they got in the book of boys' names. Jobs are good. What do you do, Aaron? You're a carpenter. There's a lot of it about. What, are you building a fucking ark? What's going on? What about you, love? What do you do?
I'm in property.
You're in property? That's a nicer way of saying housewife, isn't it? I'm in property. I'm in a house all day. What do you mean, in like selling houses? You're an estate agent? You source properties for people with special needs? Are you in the county lines thing? I get people with special needs and I set up a trap house and then we sell cocaine through that. Well, it's a growth industry, well done. How lovely. Hi, Jimmy. It's the end of my husband, Kieran Parsons' first week as a manager at Porsche. Where's Kieran? Where are you, Kieran? What was that? Fuck Kieran? What? I might buy a fucking Porsche. Hey, Kieran, can you do us a deal? Only I've got quite a small penis. I need something, maybe a Targa. What's the electric Targa like? Is it nice?
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. That's very anti-Porsche. What's going on there? Can't help liking him. Fucking good on you. Fuck Kieran, fuck you. What's your name, mate? What a way to find out you've got Tourette's. Always wanted to know, I'll ask. What makes people with Tourette's tick? All right. What, sorry? Kieran, have you been fucking his wife again? Very naughty. Can you shout out Keir Hobson as he's just passed his bike test? What? What is he, fucking seven? What is that? Is that still a thing? Got my cycling proficiency. Who's passed their bike test? What, hi? What, like motorcycle?
Yeah.
And what? How big a motorcycle can you ride?
125.
A 125. God bless you. I'm thrilled that you've done that. Thank you so much. Hey, none of us know when we're going to need a kidney. Or a heart. New retina. We don't know, do we? But this fucking idiot is out there on a 125 fucking getting T-boned. Christ, the technology for their next hair transplant. Good luck, drive safe. I hope this is the number for Jimmy Carr. It's my mum's 50th and my 18th birthday, and this was my main gift. I need some advice, though. Jimmy, how do I get a girlfriend? I'm desperate and lonely. P.S. My mum and dad says hi. Okay, who's 18?
Him.
Go on. Go on. Hi. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Oliver.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
How are you, mate?
Shh,
shh, shh, shh, shh. Shh. Hi, Oliver. So, single?
Yeah.
18?
Yeah.
I won't worry about it. It'll happen. Stop thinking about, right? This has been my genuine advice to you, Oliver. Stop thinking about what you want and think about what you can offer. Think about how you could give more. Think about what you could give in a relationship and in life at that age. That's the people often, they think about when you're 18, whatever, 19, that you think about what you want in life. Think about what you're offering the world. It's a more interesting way of thinking about it. Good luck. Good luck, my friend. And there's a lot of stuff out there about toxic masculinity. Easy cure. Be a gentleman, be a mensch. Hi, Jimmy. Wanna be my bitch? I got big tits. What colour panties are you wearing? I think I do want to be your bitch. Yeah, I think. Who's? Hello. So I was just looking at dem titties. Yeah. Like a dead heat in a fucking Zeppelin race. Christ. Cause of death is not going to be drowning. What else we got?
Oh, hang on, we got two now. Go on, what's that? Have I got a pronoun? I mean, you're aware I've commented on such things. There's 10 pronouns now, aren't there? I'll quickly go through it in case people aren't kind of aware of it. It's just easy. It's just changed. There's now 10 pronouns. It's not that big a deal. It's he, she, they, them, it, gross, what is that? Those are the 10. It's a joke. They won't like that. Oh, it was livid. We'll do more of those later on. Any other... Go on, what's the angle? I still look ugly from up here. It's a weird thing to shout, though, as a guy. Because it, like... I know you mean that as an insult to me, and I'll take it that way. But it's a little bit like, I paid all this money, I thought we'd be hotter. It feels... really like him on TV, but there must be more makeup because... I mean, it twitch, but I'm not hard. It's that feels... you know? Like, you're going to go to work tomorrow, right? Someone's going, oh, what'd you do last night? Oh, I went to see Jimmy Carr live. Oh, was it any good? He's not as hot as you think. No. Very disappointing. I got a yes, he is from over here. Look at this fucking health and safety nightmare. She could slip off her seat. Am I related to Maxine Carr? Great question. Great question. I was hoping we'd bring up murdered children at some point. Any other? Where's Alan? Oh. If I had £35 for every time someone shouted, where's Alan, I'd be a wealthy man. Oh, wait, I do and I am. Yay! Go on, any others?
You're
a nonce. I'm a nonce. I knew you. Yeah. I'll do a million nonce jokes later on, don't even worry. Any other heckles? What, sorry? That's a joke you heard me tell 10 fucking years ago. You said, you want a game of rape? The person says no. You go, that's the spirit. That's... you can't just quote stuff back, you fucking lunatic. Has your rape alarm just gone off? What happened there? I know I'm meant to be somewhere. This is only an alibi for me. What's your name, my lesbian friend? What, sorry?
Maddie.
Oh. We're all thinking it. What do you do, Maddie? What do you do for a living?
I work at
Met. Oh. Okay. Meh. Is that still a thing? Great. And who are you here with, Maddie? Who's your partner? Well, I don't approve, but I admire honesty, Maddie. Do you mind asking, are you single, Maddie?
No.
You're not, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And are you a gold star lesbian?
Yeah.
It's my favourite. It's very much the top of the food chain, the gold star. Could they know what they're about? You're all familiar with the term, right?
No.
No. Oh, okay. A gold star lesbian is a girl that, how can I put this politely, Maddie? Is a girl that's never had a vitamin D injection. Whereas you get other girls that are try before you're bi, bi now, gay later. They give the D a go, but it's not for them. I don't like it. It's pointy and it spat at me. But out of interest, Maddie, what would it take to get you on solids? Any other questions, Heckles? That was just a long slur. Shaft and fat, 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 spare. It's not an accent, sir. That is a speech impediment. Are you Australian? What, sorry? What do I think about Andrew Tate? Well, I think he's a John Mulaney. You know John Mulaney, amazing American comic? He made an observation about 5 years ago. I mean, he's a brilliant comic mind. But he made an observation. He said, Donald Trump is a poor person's idea of what a rich person is. Right? That's exactly it, right? Andrew Tate, to me, is a 14-year-old's idea of what a man looks like. It's not. Right? He's cosplay Grand Theft Auto. What would I do if I was Prime Minister?
Lower the age of consent, probably.
Would I? I don't like to answer a question with a question, but how did you get into my mind? We wrote a joke on that years ago. We were in the writer's room for 8 out of 10 cats. And I don't know why, Skelton, Charlie Skelton is a mate of mine. He's a very funny comedy writer. And it was something about the age of consent. And he Googled what the age of consent was in Mexico. 12. Genuinely true. And then immediately we went, well, that means at some point in a court of law in Mexico, someone has gone, she looked 12 to me. Like, the fuck? Someone, oh, it turns out she was 12, case dismissed. What the fuck just happened? What, sorry? What was that? When's my Mexico tour? Well. I don't know. I mean, the cartels do famously do crazy things. Maybe. I've got a lesbian haircut. Okay. What, sorry? I've got the lesbian's wig. It's okay. I feel like you've self-corrected there and gone, I don't know what I said or why. I'll just go fight myself. Great, okay.
What do you think of Prince Andrew?
What do you think of Prince Andrew? I think he should move to Mexico. We've established this. Purpose of visit, business or pleasure? I think you know. Now he's stepped back from royal duties to spend more time with the kids. Yeah. What's
your famous conundrum?
What's your favourite conundrum?
But he didn't say favourite. He said famous. The fuck are you talking about? It's a famous conundrum. I don't know, were there no bullies at your school? How are you still? Why? What gives you the confidence to shout things out when you don't know the words? Ridiculous. Sorry, I feel I've been terribly rude here. What's your name, Adam? Yeah, go on, I'm just messing with you. What's your name? Emma, what do you do, Emma?
Admin.
Who are you doing admin for? A museum. Well, go on. Which museum?
Gatwick Museum.
Gatwick Museum. The fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck is visiting Gatwick Museum? How? Admin, what are you? You're organising stuff for the receivers because this is clearly a failing business. How? I won't even go to Gatwick if I'm flying somewhere nice. Never mind going there for a visit. But there must be some point. Yeah, I went to Great Britain once. I didn't really rate it. Flew into Gatwick, went straight to the big museum.
Just to remind you that he's still there, Jimmy, that's what.
How loud is your voice? It's fucking incredible. I've got a fucking mic. I've got nothing like that volume. Well done. It's a shame there's no such thing as a town crier anymore. You'd be fucking excellent. Hear ye, hear ye. Everyone in Wimbledon. South Wales Echo. South Wales Echo?
Are you? Newspapers, mate.
You used to sell newspapers?
Yeah,
okay.
With that voice.
It's a fucking great voice. Are you Welsh? Yeah, I take it.
For 3 years I was in Wales. For 3 years.
For 3 years you were in Wales? People are doing lots of sheep shagging jokes in their head now. Fair enough. Any other, don't feel put off by nonce, but any other heckles, questions, please, chip in. Yes. My mum, we'll get to that at the end. Go on. What, sorry?
Shame about the Dutch cap.
Shame about the Dutch cap? Yeah. It should have got a bigger reaction. Should have got a big laugh. Swing and a miss, but great try. Any other?
What's your favourite drink and why?
What's my favourite drink?
And why?
Okay. I had a mate. That was, his favourite drink was lager. Second favourite was tea. Dude. Listen, we've all been there, right? We've all woken up the next day, a couple of drinks too many, and oh, God, I was a terrible last night. Oh. You'll go tomorrow. Now shush, or you're out, okay? Oh, look. A grown-up's out to explain fuck off. Is he picking him up? Dude, just, if he's saying go, then you need to go. It's okay. Listen, guys, you clearly had a couple of drinks pre-show. I loved you coming to the show. I'll let you join in a bit. No, hey, no problem at all. You're good. Good luck. Take care. I'll see you again. We've all done it at some stage. It's okay. Nonce, 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 nonce. Oh no, his nickname is now Nonce Boy, which doesn't. That's going to be a terrible first day in prison, isn't it? You know it's a prison term, right?
Yeah.
Not of normal criminal element. So, yeah, because in prisons, if the nonces would get fucked up by proper criminals, so they had to put them somewhere separate, so it's a term made up by screws in Wormwood Scrubs. I do a lot of episodes of QI. You pick up a thing or two. What the fuck was I talking about? Favourite drink? I like... Well, my mates was... It was lager, tea, Lemsip. He was a fucking lunatic. He was just occasionally... You'd see him, you'd go, what are you drinking? Lemsip. Like in the office. Having a Lemsip. Why? I like it. Fucking lunatic. I like a Guinness. Like a Guinness. Ideally, Nigerian Guinness. You ever had Nigerian Guinness? Second biggest consumers of Guinness in the world. Irish are number one still. Second, Nigerians. And it's a different drink. It's so much stronger and sweeter. It's like, it's fucking... You can get it around here. You can get it in off-licenses here. Fuck me, it's great. But there's always like two or three very disappointed Nigerian dudes in Dublin wandering around because they've just been to the Guinness factory and they're going, that's... The fuck is this bullshit?
What's the best family-friendly joke I can tell my kids?
The best family-friendly joke you can tell your kids. I don't know your family. You could be the fucking Mansons, for all I know. I don't know. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name. Good luck. It's all right, isn't it? It's not nothing. Any other? What did I think of Stephen on Epstein's Island? I was quite close to Stephen. I knew him pretty well. I mean, obviously, I don't think he was up to no good, if that's what you're suggesting. I think Epstein had a weird... Do you know Eric Weinstein, the physicist? He's got a really interesting take on it. But it's not really... It's a great fucking question. But... I don't know if this is the forum for it. All I'll say is real power isn't money or military might. It's physics. Physics is the only science. Everything else is stamp collecting. And if you... A couple of physicists ain't going, fucking right. But the idea that there's been no advancement in physics in 50 years is Eric's thing. There's been no advancement. It's all been string theory. Something's fucking going on. It's a cover story. Something crazy's going on with physics. But that's neither here nor there. This is a weird thing of like 1,000 people going, this is boring, fucking get on with it. All right. I've got two careers. Occasionally I say smart things on podcasts, but this is what I'm best at. Any other heckles?
Is your daughter single?
Is my daughter single? She's two next week, mate. So I'll ask. I reckon there's a good chance. Fucking hell. If only he was here. I never thought I'd miss him. I miss him now. It's my friend Rupert's birthday, strategy consultant, half Polish, half Swedish, 100% posh. Excited to be here. Where's Rupert? Where the fuck is... Where are you, Rupert? It does check out. I don't know why, but Rupert is a great name for a nonce, isn't it? Which one was it, Rupert? Is one of them called Rupert? It was Rupert. All right, what else we got? Here with my brother-in-law and nephew. My sister died suddenly almost 2 years ago. Please give Daniel, 19, her son, and Anthony, her husband, a shout-out. Row D. Okay, where are they? Where are you guys? Hi, how are you? What was mum's name? What's her name? Cat. What? Kath.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Kath. Kathleen. Right, well, it's very nice to have you. Thank you very much for sending that in. It's a nice thing to remember people, I think. It's like there's a theory, I really like it, that you die twice. You die when you die, and you die the last time someone says your name. For what it's worth, this gig's for your mum. I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you for coming out. That's nice, though. All right. Have you done that? Yeah, have you ever listened to that Where There's a Will podcast thing? I did one of those recently. Kathy Burke does it. It's like just people talking about how they would want to die. But it's an interesting listen if you're... Because the thing about losing someone 2 years ago as well is the sympathies run out, but the grief fucking hasn't. Because it kind of comes in weird waves, right? So, yeah, I feel you, man. Good luck. All right. Yeah. Well, this will be a gear change. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing my new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because there'll be laughs and it'll be funny, and because I laugh funny. Come and see me. Go to jimmycarr.com for details, you know, dates and tickets and all that kind of thing. You know how to buy tickets. Go and buy some tickets.